So, Mouse, you're homeless right now, is that right?
That is right.
Tell me what that's like. I guess start by telling me how you got there.
Well, this time around, I just got released from prison for a drug sale, and then I was in on a violation, and I was previously homeless before that as well, because I got a violation.
So how long, if you don't mind me asking, how long were you in prison for?
3 years. Time was 10 months.
Okay, and so how long ago did you get out?
November 29th.
And you've been homeless since then?
Yeah.
I assume it's got to be hard to find a place after getting out of jail. Is that what the hang up is? Is that why?
I'm kind of disabled, trying to figure out the medical, but it's always months and months past for every doctor's visit. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, and so you mentioned you're staying at the shelter here in Albany. Tell me about that.
Staying at Interfaith. It's a better shelter than most of them. I don't know.
Do you like it? Are there rules? Tell me what shelter life, I guess for listeners that don't have an idea what it's like.
There's a lot of good people and a lot of bad people in there. It's kind of like a hit and miss. I just stick to myself. I don't really interact with too many people. I do have some people I get along with.
So you said this is a better shelter than some, because some of the people I've talked with tell me that the shelters are kind of terrifying and that they would rather stay outdoors than...
Yes, I've been in a lot of different shelters, but this is probably the better of them, I guess. It's not so many, like if people are too crazy, they usually weed them out.
And how long do you anticipate that you'll be there?
I have no idea.
Do they have a time limit? Like, is there a certain amount of time that you have to be out by, or how does that work?
DSS is paying for it until April, which I guess that's a long time.
Okay.
They usually move you every month to every 15 days to a different one. So like you're always going from one to the other to the other. That's why I caught my violation, was from going from shelter to shelter.
Oh, no kidding. That's how you ended up going back to jail?
Every time I went from one shelter to the other, I called my PO and told him that I was going from shelter, that I was changing my shelter. Mm-hmm. And the last time I called him, he told me to go to the mission, and then the SWAT team came and got me.
No way. Why?
Because I didn't get advanced approved notice to move from shelter to shelter. I'm supposed to get advance notice, which you never told me, but I did call him every time I moved.
Oh my, so that sent you back to prison for 10 months? Oh my goodness. And the original charge was a drug charge, you said?
Yes, criminal sale and criminal possession.
What have you learned about being homeless?
It's kind of like a trap. I don't know. It's kind of really hard to get unhomeless.
So, and you were homeless before you went into jail as well?
I've been homeless on and off since I was about 11 years old.
Oh my goodness. So you have a lot of experience you can talk about. Tell me, what's that been like?
Well, I mean, I feel more free when I was really, really young. I kind of just ran away because they were trying to send me to juvie. So I was like, screw this. And I went to Florida and I just started my own life there. Started sleeping under bridges and stuff, and then until I made it to Florida. And then once I made it to Florida, I ran into a nice, huge punk scene, and they kind of taught me the ropes on squatting and abandoned buildings and all that stuff. It was really nice. It was actually fun.
And how old were you when that was going on?
About 11 or 12.
My God. What drove you away from home at 11 or 12?
Family was all messed up. Well, I couldn't even go skateboarding. They were trying to arrest me for skateboarding, and I was only like 11 years old.
So there's some nexus between the criminal justice system and homelessness for sure. You were saying that you feel like mental illness is a big part of the situation for you and for other people, I'm sure. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, like a lot of people really don't even know what they're doing or thinking. It definitely does play a huge role in homelessness.
How much do you think mental illness has figured into your homelessness since you were a kid onward?
Had definitely a huge effect on it, because I can be in one city 1 minute and have some mental breakdown or something and not want to deal with it and just say it and just go to another city and start over there. It's all the same thing. Every city is about the same thing. You know, go meet new people, and yeah. Sometimes you just get sick of everybody. I don't know.
Amen.
That's why I'm here.
You said in Florida, the punk scene, you learned how to squat buildings and that kind of thing. Did that, I'm sure that came in handy.
Definitely came in handy. A lot of abandoned buildings that nobody's using anyway, they could just let people stay in them. Most people didn't even care. The owners knew what we were doing. A lot of them, we would fix them up and everything.
What's the best thing that's happened to you about being homeless?
Meeting a lot of people, a lot of really good people, kind of in the same situation I am.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of solidarity on the edge, isn't there? Tell me about some of the interesting people that you've met.
Rainbow Gathering. It's millions of people all over the world go traveling, and most of them are homeless or whatever, and they just go out in the middle of the woods on government property and just camp there for months on end. Like, it's probably been the best time of my life, honestly. You can't buy or sell anything in there. You just, everything's trade or free.
Nice. All right. So that's the best thing. What's the worst thing about being homeless?
Worst thing is trying to get warm and eat, basically.
Yeah, how do you handle that in this nasty weather? I mean, I'm sure if you've been homeless since 11, I'm sure you've had times when there wasn't a shelter. What did you do then?
Either abandoned buildings or even the little donation bins where you put all the clothes in them and the parking lots and stuff. That's a little house to me. Just climb right in it. I don't care.
Wow.
I never thought of that. Warmth. Wow, I never thought of sleeping in those things. Yeah.
The perfect size.
No kidding. Did you find, I guess this is something that's come up in a lot of the interviews that I've done and was consistent with my experience. Did you find that people give you a hard time just for trying to sleep when you're homeless?
Yeah. When I was in New Orleans, people used to mess with us for sleeping.
Not here, though?
I don't really sleep outside here. I've been in the shelters mostly or abandoned buildings in Albany.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about people not letting you sleep in public. But yeah, that's been a big issue in a lot of the interviews. So what kind of advice would you have to somebody that's just, you know, newly homeless? What kind of advice do you think would be most useful?
Definitely stay open-minded towards everybody. I mean, people's spare change definitely helps. When you spare change, most people won't help you, but you get a few that will help you. Dumpster diving, all the major stores throw out everything brand new. I don't know, I've done a lot of dumpster diving, garbage picking, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That definitely helps a lot. One night of America's garbage would probably help many countries.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah, we throw away a lot of stuff. I guess one of the things about these interviews is trying to get through people's stereotypes. People have a lot of stereotypes and stigma about people that are homeless, or if you've heard that someone was homeless, people have certain things that they pull to mind. Do you have anything that you would want to say to them or to the kind of people that get mad at so-called aggressive panhandlers?
It can happen literally to anyone. I've seen every type of person homeless. I've seen rich people homeless. I've seen poor people homeless. It doesn't discriminate. No race, religion, anything. It does not discriminate. Anyone can become homeless at any second.
Amen. Do you have a plan for, I mean, you've been homeless for so much of your life now. Do you have a plan for what happens in April? Are you going to stay out on the streets or what are you going to do?
I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. I've been trying to find housing. I've been through at least 15 different places for housing, and it's pretty much just an interview, and every time you go back, they just ask you a couple questions, and then they say, okay, see you next time, and see them next month or a couple months later, and it's the same thing. They're not really going to help you.
Yeah, I heard that.
All right. More money from you just going in their office than they do actually helping you.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that, isn't there? Okay. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you want to talk about?
I have no clue.
You're going to think of all these interesting stories later.
All right. Well, I guess that looks like that's about enough. So once again, this is Kat Jones, and I've been talking with Mouse, who's been homeless pretty much since he was 11 years old. Thank you very much, Mouse.